Hi, welcome to a new episode of Talking About Science. Yes, this is an episode in English because today we're going to Germany to talk to an amazing science communicator. My name is Chakot. I'm from Belgium, and this is normally a Dutch podcast on science communication. Because I am a science communicator, I create videos, podcasts, and articles, and in this podcast, I try to collect as many tips and tricks on science communication as possible. But there once was a time when I created science itself. I spent many hours in a lab researching molecules and struggling with pipettes and parafilm. And then I came home, I opened my computer and visited the Facebook website, which was still a website back then, to find memes about pipettes and parafilm, because apparently I wasn't the only one struggling in the lab. No, there were 400,000 of us, and we were all laughing at the drawings posted on the Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram page of sketching science. Well, the man behind all of that memery is Ernesto Llamas.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
I'm Jacob.
Hi, nice to meet you. How are you guys? Thanks for coming.
This is Talking About Science. Hi, Ernesto.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good, very good, very happy.
How have you been these last couple of days, weeks?
Good, as always, working in the lab. So I'm doing experiments, writing papers. So,
Well, for anyone who has been living under a rock these last 6 years, I think maybe that rock was not doing a PhD in STEM or in science.
Yeah.
What is sketching science, Ernesto?
So sketching science is a science communication platform that I created in 2016. So it was just a hobby, like drawing illustrations with my iPad when I was assisting to seminars. And then, for example, we were having a presentation about, I don't know, stem cells, and there was a researcher talking about this topic, and I was just with the iPad, just instead of paying attention in the real topic, I was just paying attention in the nice illustrations that they were presenting, or just sketching the researcher that was presenting the stuff. So it started like that with the iPad, and then I started to post stuff online in the Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, actually.
Yeah, that's where I found you as well. Back in 2016, I was a PhD student myself, and I was struggling with parafilm, and so I found your sketches on parafilm, and I thought, yes, I'm not the only one.
Yeah, so it started like that, like just as a hobby, because I always like to draw and to illustrate. So with the iPad, when I had one, I was, wow, this is so makes so much fun. And
yeah, because how do you make these sketches? If I go back to like 2016, I see that there's a sort of evolution in your style.
Exactly,
well.
Because as you may know, I'm not a designer, so I'm a biologist, so I never study a design career, for example, but I was always curious about it, and sometimes I was just watching, like, I don't know, maybe a video tutorial about how to use Illustrator on iPad or Procreate or whatever. So I was just trying, and as you said, so at the beginning, the quality of my of my illustrations,
they
were
not. You have to start somewhere.
Yeah. They were not that good, and also the idea of sketching science is not perfect. So it's like a sketch, something quick and something simple, not so 3D design, with so many details, you know. So that was the idea, also, like, to make something simple but with impact, and also that gives a message, for example.
Yeah. So the message is more important than the way.
Exactly. It's like the way that memes are. The memes are like horrible, and they are like bad quality, but they are so vital and so meaningful, you know? Meaningful.
Yeah.
So.
Because that's the thing. It's not just jokes about science. It's memes as well. As I said, I was scrolling through all of your sketches, and it was like a trip through memory lane, because you include so many
memes that are trending at that time.
Exactly, yeah.
I remember seeing one of that one guy that was being interviewed during the COVID crisis, and his two children walked in because he was being interviewed at home, and how you you put like names on the children, like this is the PhD student and this is the master thesis student or whatever, the undergraduate. And then the mom coming in was like the postdoc. And it's, how do you insert all of these topical memery and these topical humor into your sketches?
So as you said, so memes are everywhere on social media. So I noticed that there are not so many related with science. And actually I was seeing something that relates to my work, for example, and I was trying to adapt it into science related. So one example that I have really clear, once I saw a meme about how to make sushi. So it was like explaining in different panels. So the first, so buy the rice or whatever, and then you have to roll it and then you have to cut it. And then, oh no, didn't go okay. And you ruined the sushi and now I'm crying. So, and I said, wow, you can do something similar with the PCR protocol, for example, when you do this amplification of DNA, this basic technique that we use a lot in the lab. So yeah, I can make something similar like that. You put a lot of effort, you follow some steps, but at the end you have a bad result and then you cried. So I was trying to adapt trending memes of the moment to memes related with science and with something that people working in a lab, they can relate. And like also to somehow to explain your frustration because you are working in the lab and sometimes the things doesn't work as expected.
No, and I think you're one of the people that really know that because you, as you mentioned, you are a biologist, you are working on your postdoc right now. So you have been through the whole PhD process and still working on it. How do you find doing your postdoc right now, for instance?
So right now, so I have less time for doing the memes and illustrations. I'm still doing it, but not that often like in the PhD. So, but the time that I was working more on the sketching science, it was between the postdoc and the PhD because I had these months when you are finding a contract or you are finding a fellowship and whatever. So I was dedicating myself 100% in sketching science. So I was actually earning some money and I was working with some companies. I was with some research labs. But then when I started the postdoc, the time is not enough. So it's really difficult to make research and illustration or design. But I'm still doing it. Doing it. So when I have time and a good idea, that's my motivation. Oh, I saw a meme that now is trending and I can adapt this meme to science. So then I will do it. So I find the time in the night or during the weekends and then I do it. And that's the way that I'm working now. So it's more like a hobby actually right now.
Yeah, that's the main thing. As long as it's fun, you can include it as a hobby.
Yeah exactly. But to be honest, I would like to convert this into a science communication agency somehow because now with the followers that we have, we can also make some deals with company to promote products that I've been doing before. So that's a possibility that it's open and I would like to develop once I can organize my time and my my projects.
Yeah, because let's talk about that too. I looked at your Facebook, your Twitter and your Instagram account and I added all of the followers together and you have like 400,000 followers.
Yeah.
That's insane. Did you ever think that you would get this far?
No, never actually. So it was really weird at the beginning because I started with probably two followers on Twitter. So I started with
like
Twitter.
Two people you know.
Two people
probably.
That they were knowing me. And and at the beginning, I didn't tell anyone that I was having this account. So not even my friends. I don't know. I was like feeling ashamed, like posting this. But then somehow it was growing and growing and getting followers. And then I told my friends or my lab mates that, yeah, I have this webpage. You can follow it. Oh, cool. Yeah. And then that's the way that I started to grow pretty fast. I would say the first year I got more than 100,000 followers. So
the first year? Okay.
Yeah, wow. Probably the first months it was growing so fast. So
that's the magic of the internet. Yeah. That's what I read on your website as well, that you are combining science, art, humor, and internet.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the idea.
That's the best summary, I think, of what you're doing. then maybe let's talk about another project that you have been doing, maybe not right now, but I think it's really cool. It's your journal of sketching science. It's your own scientific journal, really.
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
So this is really, really funny because I don't know. I had the idea that science has to be viral on internet. So, you know, some thousands of papers are published every single day, thousands of them. And how many do you read? So
me, myself, none.
Probably per day. It's, even me, I don't have time to read papers. So I was thinking, why not using these trends of social media that everything is like communicated with images or short videos now in the case of TikTok, for example. So I was thinking, so why not publishing something super viral to explain science or the research that you are doing? Mm-hmm. So then I think, yeah, maybe I can create my own journal that is based on social media. So the idea was like to post like an illustration or infographic explaining the results of your research and using memes as a viral element to promote sharing, retweets, and send the illustration, for example. And I say, yeah, so maybe we can post an image, explain the results, and a link to a short summary about the research. And then if people are attracted by the image, that they are going to click on the link and then read about the research. And and the idea of having these summaries is like also to have citations, so a formal citation style. So then they can refer to your original paper or to other papers that you cited. So that was the idea. Attract people to click on the link and to read about your research. So
like make it easier for them as well, that they don't have to read 15 pages just text, but can see your research just in one image.
In one image, one comic, and then you get the attention of the reader. Ah, that sounds really interesting. So I want to get more information, then I click on the link, and then you can get more information also about the authors of these articles. So we were also including the, for example, the hashtag or the username of the author of the paper. So, you know, if you have a question, then I have his Instagram, her Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
And then, oh, so I really like what you do. And then I saw the paper and whatever. And then you can get in contact directly with the scientists. So that was also the idea, that this journal can promote interaction with scientists directly, you know. So then you see the science paper and then you see the name of the authors, but you cannot interact with them. So in this case, I was tagging also the authors of the papers in the Twitter, in Instagram, and in Facebook. So then you can just click on their name and then maybe you have a question and you can ask him directly, the author, about the research. So that was also another advantage of this journal.
Yeah, it's a sort of open access journal then as well, that the science doesn't have to be hidden by a bunch of paywalls. It's just out there in the open.
Yeah, and it's digested for the people to understand it.
Yes.
And probably they can have more reach more people that paper. So actually, something that happened for my papers, for example, that I always do this journal of sketching science explaining my own paper. So I posted online and there's this research metrics that it's called Altmetric, that you can contabilize the number of retweets, the number of shares on Twitter, the numbers of interactions in social media. And then when I post this on my social media, then I see that my paper gets a lot of attention and retweets and shares. And then this at the same time is going to increase the citation of my research, you know, so it's making more impactful the research that I'm doing. So that's also the idea, to help other scientists to promote their science and their results, and then get more citations, get more funding for more science, and so on. So that's the idea. And this journal also started like as a business idea, of course. So you are a scientist, you are doing research on whales in the Gulf of Mexico, for example. So you come to me, you contact me, Ernesto, I have this research, I published this paper, so can you help me to explain it? And I say, yeah, you can just write a short summary about your research and just a sketch that you make or a PowerPoint presentation with images, how do you want to explain it? And then I was transforming these sketches or these PowerPoint images just mounted together and transform it into a comic, checking the text that they wrote. I was having also an editor that she was helping me with the English, because English is not my native language. And we were working as a team, and then we were creating this paper for the Journal of Sketching Science and posting the image and posting the link on Facebook, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And then at the end, you can know, oh yeah, my paper had like, I don't know, 40 retweets, 40 shares, and then you reach 60,000 people on the internet. And that's that's a lot. So that's good for the researchers and the scientists. Especially now in the times that fake news and pseudoscience is like taking social media. So I think as a scientist, you have also to contribute to the flux of information on social media. So that was the idea of this journal.
Amazing, Ernesto, really. But now I suppose it's not that active anymore?
No, that now it's not that active anymore because of the postdoc that I'm doing. But this is something that I would like to recover.
It's
and to,
when you start your agency, that's going to be
exactly,
part of
that
it as
will be part.
Okay.
So I have this idea of like getting income from this part of the Journal of Sketching Science. You as a research, you pay for the illustration services and from the editing services and also for the impact that you will have on social media. So also that's something that you have to take into account. And then that's the way that we can generate some money for paying the illustrators, paying the editors and paying the webpage services and whatever we have to pay. So this is one way that I would like to generate the money. And actually I was doing it in this time between the postdoc and the PhD.
This magical time.
Yeah, this magical time that I was working as a freelancer. And, but I would like to have now a team and to people to help me, more illustrators. I would love to mix artists, scientists, science communicators and make a big team and then collaborate together and make this kind of of science communication.
I'm pretty sure that a bunch of Belgian and Dutch science communicators listening right now are like, well, yes, that's a very good idea. I want to collaborate. So we'll get your information, your contact details. We'll add them to our show notes.
Yeah, of course.
And people can get in touch with you. Well, Ernesto, this is a podcast called Talking About Science because we want to talk about science and we want to share how to do that. And I was wondering, during your time as a researcher, you probably heard a lot of things about science communication. What's one thing, or maybe a couple things, that has really stuck with you considering advice about science communication, how to talk about science?
How to talk about science? So I would say being creative and simple, you know, because complicated concepts are difficult for people that are not in the topic or studying science, for example. So you have to explain something complicated in, for example, what I do with a comic, with something that it's just illustration, and then you can explain something super complicated. So that's the idea of my Sketching Science accounts, like to try to synthesize all of this knowledge with a simple comic or using analogies.
Oh yes, analogies is a good one too,
Exactly. So, and of course using memes to get the attention of people that are not related. Ah, I know this meme that I saw it somewhere, and then you're using this meme to explain a science concept. So then it's easier to understand for the people. So that's the philosophy of the Sketching Science, to make science viral with viral components that they are already there. So I don't know, maybe I can give you an example of something like this. Now that I don't know if you have seen this meme of this dog, the that is like super strong, the dog.
The
small one.
And then the small one.
And the small one. And I was like trying to illustrate the stability of DNA, showing that the DNA behaves like a strong dog, but it's super strong and it's stable. And then the RNA is like the small one that is crying all the time and it's degrading because if you don't treat it in proper conditions and freezing your samples and whatever, the RNA can degrade. So this kind of explanations to show the people then what is that. And I like a lot in social media because when people they don't understand, they put, I don't understand the meme. What is that about? Why everyone is laughing about it? And then someone else in the comments, they post, they are talking about DNA and RNA and the difference, and one is degraded super easily and the other is not. So at the end, it's feedback between the users and...
There's the interaction as well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're promoting interaction.
You know, that's the thing with social media as well. You can promote the interaction, and as a creator, you can also manage it that there's not a lot of bad comments or whatever, but you can make sure that what is in the comments is truly the right stuff, that it's facts.
Exactly.
And like that, you can get that that interaction.
Yeah, and most of my followers are scientists, so they...
Oh, yeah, of course.
They help people to understand. Mm-hmm. So I don't understand this meme. Ah, it's explaining the structure of DNA with headphones, with the cables, and
yes,
something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I really like. And it was really funny that I was really proud somehow about it, that my brother was in the high school and he was having biology class, and then suddenly the teacher just put one of my memes to explain a concept on there.
Really?
And he made a photo and he said, look, Ernesto, so they are explaining some biology concept with your memes. So that's something that I really like.
That's amazing.
And sometimes some people, they write me and then, can I use this for a conference? Can I use for this for a presentation? And of course, so so they can use it for explaining in a better and simple way.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's the biggest compliment you can get, that teachers use your content. Amazing.
Or sometimes I go to labs and then I saw my comics just printed there to explain something or to make fun about the research or whatever. So
yeah, because that's one of the things you really do grasp in your comics as well, is the... what it's like to be a researcher. That's one of the topics that I really empathized with when I was
exactly.
still a researcher. I'm thinking about the thing with the pipettes, where you compare the pipette with a lightsaber, like when you struggle with the use of them. So what do you think about sharing that part of research, like being the researcher itself?
So in this thing, I think is sketching science is a reflection of my career or my scientific life. So kind of a biographical art or something like that. So it's, because it reflects all the things that I'm experiencing in the lab. And I also reflect the things that some other people in research are passing through, for example. So when you have an experiment that doesn't work, when you don't have enough money because the salaries in science are super low, or when your paper is rejected. So it's something that I make sometimes fun of it. And then I also explain this to the people that doing science sometimes is tough and sometimes also it's funny and sometimes it's like super creative. So that's something that I do, is sketching science is a reflection of my scientific career, basically. And it was really fun at the beginning because I was with my friends in Barcelona, my lab mates and friends in Barcelona. So they were telling me, you should do this about the cloning protocol. You should do this about PCR protocol. You should do a meme about whatever. So we were all thinking together how to represent this. And I was also drawing my friend Miguel, that it's in most of the memes. Mm-hmm. So it's the guy always wearing the gloves and the lab coat. And so we were having a lot of fun just reflecting the daily activities of a scientist, for example.
Mm-hmm. The daily struggles.
The daily
well.
Struggles, yes,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
And people, they feel identified. Oh, yeah, I'm also struggling with the PCR or whatever. And they also in the comments, they put comments, you should increase the annealing temperature. You should check if whatever. So I like this feedback and this interaction between users. So that's something really good about social media.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned that right now you're not really focused on the sketching science or just a little bit, but how do you use the skills you got in sketching science, for instance, right now in your postdoc?
So for right now, of course, for publishing the papers, for writing the papers, for making the figures of the papers, making models, and also for writing grants, for example.
For writing grants as well, okay.
Yes, because normally when you have to write a grant, you have to also put a figure to explain
some
the project that you...
graphical abstract.
Graphical abstract, for example, that now they are required by many journals. So that's the way that I use my skills.
And I saw you also got a prize for your poster design.
Yes, I got a poster prize. So. So I also put a lot of effort about the design and also the content, of course, and the models there. So I don't know if the design helps also to win, but also the scientific content,
I mean, I think you had one meme like, oh no, I didn't win because I used word art and
Comic Sans
in my poster. Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, we're only human. Even the judges at these conferences are only human.
Exactly. And that's the idea also with the grants. When you have a PDF document with your information, everything organized with nice figures, so you try to raise interest of the reader, like, oh, yeah, looks nice and it's everything organized, so nice figures, so And then when they are evaluating the project, they remember, oh, that was the guy with the nice project, the nice figure. So that's something useful, I would say, for that.
Definitely. And talking about your science communication right now, I did see that you started vlogging as well when you go to conferences and you take these dolls with you. I really enjoy those vlogs.
And yeah, I've been starting vlogging a little bit, but not so much, to be honest. So I would like to do it more and more often. So, but I'm a little bit shy.
But the dolls are fine.
Yeah, the dolls are fine. Yes.
Yeah, you don't have to be in the image. You can just show the dolls and show that they're having a good time.
The dolls are like representing myself, and then they're traveling, they're going to the conferences. Mm-hmm. So yeah, so it was super funny because I was in a conference in Copenhagen and then I took one of these dolls to the conference and he was everywhere with me. He was in the conference room. He was in the party also having some drinks with so it was like making a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And it's also important to share the life of the scientist, that also you have fun, you go to conference, you travel. This is something super, super good about science, that gives you the opportunity to meet people around the world, to travel, to present your results, to be creative. So that's something that you should also show to the people, because a person that is thinking, I don't know if I want to study science. So then, your scientists, they travel, they interact with a lot of people, they are creative, they also have fun, and it's a way to promote science and STEM. So,
and then now we're going to do a little bit of extra with the tablet.
Yeah, of course, I can show you how do I do it. So.
Yeah, because I must admit, I think of myself that I'm pretty creative when it comes to science communication, but I cannot draw at all. So I'm really curious how you do it.
It's really, really easy. Uh-huh. So basically, I use some apps. So I use Procreate, for example, and I use Adobe Fresco. So what I do basically, when I find a photo that I like, so I just make the photo and then I just draw the outside, the contours, and then I just do the rest. And that's the way that is pretty easy. So that could be a trick. So for example, this was for explaining the structure of the DNA.
Oh yeah, the one with the earpods.
Exactly. Yeah. So then basically sometimes with my own earphones, I just make these notes and then I make a photo and then I just draw it on top of the photo. But then I do the rest of the stuff in the computer. So to add the text, to add the colors there. So, but everything draw, it's here on the iPad.
How long do you spend on one meme? On average?
Depending. So some of them are super easy to make and in 2 hours, like a parafilm box, you just draw 3 lines and then you have a parafilm, for example, and then you post it and it's like less than half an hour. Mm-hmm. But sometimes there are some memes that they are really, really laborious to do it and take some hours, I would say. But yeah, I would say between half an hour and 6 hours, I would say sometimes. So
I would love to ask you to draw me, but as you said, it would take a lot of time. So maybe not today, or maybe yes.
Maybe I can try like super fast.
I mean, you could if you want to.
Of course. So.
He's taking a photo right now. And then he's putting it in the program and he's going to contour it. Okay. So you're creating another layer right now.
This is a top layer.
This is the best stuff to do in a podcast. Just somebody doing something very visual.
It's going to be pretty fast, so the quality is not going to be the best.
We'll forgive you for that. It's amazing you're doing this anyway.
So this is the way that I was doing the memes, especially with my friend Miguel. Mm-hmm. That I was telling to him, so do this position, so hold the plate, the petri plate,
go
and cry on the floor or something like that. So I was making the photo and then I was making the illustration.
What's his idea about it? Does he feel famous right now?
So yeah, I think so, because in some conferences, so he's really happy about the idea. Uh-huh. I think he approves. So sometimes I say, hey, Miguel, can I post this? So I send him in before and I say, okay, you can post it. And in some conference, they were asking him to for some photos because, you are the guy from the memes. Oh, yes.
So people actually recognize him.
Yes, because Miguel is very, I don't know. So his image is like, he's always happy, and then you can just, if you see him in real life, you will see, this is the guy from the memes.
You would recognize him. Ah, brilliant.
Yeah, it would be something like this.
That's perfect. Oh my God. Thank you so much, Ernesto.
No problem.
So that's how you do it. We've seen it right now. So no excuse for anyone else to say they can't draw, even for me, because I can't. But I can see that it's...
Yeah, it's just practicing and improving and improving. You will see if you go to my first post, the evolution of them. So and then I try different styles, different apps. So it's always just trying and trying and trying.
Finally, I would like to ask you if you have any advice on what people should watch or read or listen to considering science communication. Of course, we're going to mention Sketching Science. That's the show notes will include all the links to the social media and your website. But what else?
So in my case, I was following a lot of other science creators on on Instagram, on Twitter, or whatever. So I really like what they are doing. So for example, Kurzgesagt, that they are doing these YouTube videos. So this is, for me, is also like a kind of inspiration because they explain also complex science in 10 minutes video, for example. Mm-hmm. And there are also scientists that they are showing also the daily life, what are they doing in the lab every day, and making also videos, making illustrations. I also follow a lot of scientists that they do aquarella, for example. So painting about cells. Mm-hmm. And it's really nice. So I also get some inspiration about that. So,
Which one, for example? Because I haven't seen this.
There's a girl. I think she's a medical student, or and she's doing like aquarellas with the watercolors. Watercolors about pathology stuff and about sales, and it's really nice. And it's art and it's science at the same time. So that's really really interesting too. I don't remember the name. I think it's in Instagram, La Melopodium. I don't remember. So that's an example. So I follow a lot of Sketching Science, just follow a lot of people doing science communications. Yeah. And then we get feedback about them. So you get the ideas from them. So that's the way to.
Mm-hmm. Any more examples?
Yeah, of course. I love in YouTube. I'm just watching documentaries about science, or also in Netflix, the Cosmos. Cosmos documentary. I like it. So every time that I see something related with science, I'm following it already. So I'm watching also a lot of series about the life as a scientist, for example, the Einstein series, Marie Curie movie. So all of this to see and to how was their life and to get some. And also another inspiration, another idea that I got also from Sketching Science, it was about Ramón y Cajal. So he was a neuroscientist and he was drawing the neurons and the complex structures that you're having in your brain. And he was just seeing at the microscope, and at the same time he was doing art, drawing the neurons. So this is something. So I like people that are creative and that they're trying to show what they are doing. In science. So this is really cool.
Thank you so much, Ernesto, for sharing all of your knowledge about Sketching Science and about science communication.
No problem. I'm very happy that you came here to Colón to make this podcast, and I hope it's useful for more people to try to push them to make science communication and to promote science on social media.
Now, I'm pretty sure you're going to want to check the show notes on this one, because they're filled to the brim with memes and pictures and links and videos. Head on over to praatjesoverwetenschap.be to check out these show notes, and also check out the other 13 episodes that make up this very first season of Praatjes over Wetenschap, Talks About Science. I hope you enjoyed it. We did. But we're taking a little break right now, so we'll be back one day in the not so distant future.
later. But till then, we'll be posting some extra content on Twitter and Instagram at Overwetenschap. So make sure you follow us there. And thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for listening, for sharing this podcast, for giving us some very lovely feedback. It's been an amazing ride. So thank you. Dankjewel. Merci.